Hey, everyone, and welcome to episode 319 of the 8-Bit Geek. If this is your first time listening, let me fill you in on what this show is like. It's a lot like ending a beloved show, you know? A show that lasted 8 years in a way that would shock everyone, but not in a good way. You know how it is. You spend 6 years building your character development, creating a ton of storylines, only to say screw it in the last two episodes. Instead of writing, let's just throw darts at a board and see who's king and who dies and whatnot. I'm Jeremy. With me is one man who led the new boycott that wants HBO to reshoot the last two seasons and make it right with over 500,000 signatures. You guys are killing it out there.
I'm Kevin. Yeah, you know, I've only, even though I've never watched Game of Thrones, I just wanted to be a part of this boycott. And so far, yeah, it's working out pretty nice. I got about 500,000 signatures. You know, nothing to brag about, but you know, it's all right.
Yeah, you are. You're really leading the charge here.
Yeah, I mean, because I feel like if I get it to at least like 502,000 signatures, like the 2,000 I planned to do originally, it'll basically pay the budget to get HBO to do two more seasons and pay the actors and actresses, pay the production crews and everything like that. Yeah, I mean, I feel like the signatures will do it.
Wait, so, but you need money. So maybe instead of a boycott with a petition, maybe you should have started a GoFundMe?
Oh, you mean actually spend money? No. I'm good. I mean, I've been pirating, you know, Game of Thrones for the last 8 seasons. I mean, I still haven't watched it, but I pirate it.
But I have it. You know, I don't want to watch it. It's there.
Yeah, yeah. It's just, you know, I just like being a pirate. You know, yar and shit.
You like to collect everything. Yeah. It's all there ready. You just don't, you know, it's whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought that we would play a new game. And Doug's,
by the way,
not...
don't come after me, HBO. I did not pirate anything. I was playing a character, HBO.
Sure. Doug isn't here tonight. He's not feeling well. Our little baby boy has a fever, so he decided to take the night off. So he'll be back next week. But instead, it's Kevin and I, and we're going to bring you all the action this week. But I wanted to start things off by saying that we have a new game, and I want to play this game. And everyone knows that you're the expert at Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah, totally.
And spoilers. We're gonna rewrite it right now. Kev, I want you to tell me how you would have ended Game of Thrones.
All right. So Game of Thrones, I'm an expert in this thing called Game of Thrones. You see, what I would have had is once you got to, where are they at? Like fucking Skyrim. So once you get to Skyrim and you come in on this wagon, and basically you create your character. That's what Game of Thrones pretty much did. You know, like I was a Khajiit the first time, you know, cause I had wares. I didn't get enough coin though, so I had to stop being a Khajiit. So the way I would end Game of Thrones basically would.
Yeah. You went to the beginning. I want to know the end.
Oh yeah. Well, to know the end, you have to start at the beginning. Oh, sorry. That was very Nick Cage of me. That was weird.
Very much so.
I don't know, man. Honestly, from what I know of Game of Thrones, the way I would have ended it, I probably would have listened to your fans, at least, especially if you're like, because from what I hear, the last two or three seasons were poorly written and basically paper thinned out as far as storyline goes. I would have taken some input from your fans those last seasons and actually kind of worked into it and just tried to right the ship. It seems like, you know, shows like The Walking Dead, you know, I don't really watch it anymore, but I heard it's actually getting better thanks to kind of them listening to fan feedback.
Man, I didn't want you to give them advice. I want to know how you would end it.
Okay, Tyrion takes the fucking throne. Either that or even better, melt the throne. Like, the fucking throne's gone. There's no rule in this land, or there's no ruler. Fucking have that. Or Tyrion. I don't even know if he did, because I don't even know the ending of Game of Thrones. So maybe he did. But I just like Tyrion as a fucking character, and I love Peter Dinklage. Give him the fucking throne. That's all. Right. That's how I would end it. And cool. End it with fucking Dragon Lady, Daenerys. What was it? D-bag? Yeah, McDaniels or something. Darius. Fucking, like, last dragon eats her for something. Like, something happens where the dragon turns on her and fucking mauls her in front of Jon Snow. And Jon Snow goes, "That sucks, lol." And then walks away. And then the credits roll. And then the Sopranos announced to come back.
Then the Sopranos. Wait, they already announced that.
Sopranos are coming back?
No, that's a lie.
I was going to say, you don't think you can get the main actor, Tony.
Yeah, he'd pass.
R.I.P.
Yeah. All right, so this week we want to thank you, everybody, for tuning in and listening. If you like the show, you want to know more about us, we have a website. You can follow our social media there. You can hit up Discord. Links are there. And also, if you want to check out Patreon, we have all those links at the website at www.the8bitgeek.com. So go check it out and learn more about us. Let's jump right into who won the box office this week.
Yeah.
Did you go see John Wick?
No, I wanted to. I've just been really busy this week. And also, like, Saturday was just a huge storm here in Kansas, so I didn't do much of anything. I was like, I got caught up at Sam's Club, and I just basically, once I got home, I sat it out in my car in my driveway waiting for it to at least slow down enough to where I can carry in the groceries.
What's the worst thing? What's the worst thing that you buy at Sam's Club that you know you don't need, but you just buy it anyways? What's the big bulkiest thing that you're just like, fuck it? Like,
towels. Because when you buy towels, it's like you buy a fucking apartment full of, like, you buy enough towel or garbage bags to last like a full calendar year, like on one run, yeah. You know, like, it's cool to have, but it's just, yeah, it's kind of a weird thing that you would have that many garbage bags in one.
I once bought movie theater popcorn, the bags, you know, the individual bags.
Oh yeah.
It's like $10 at Costco, right? But it comes with like over 60 bags, and you're just like,
oh my God,
I've used two so far.
I hope on stuff like that, the expiration date is well into the future.
Yeah, I think so.
I couldn't picture going through 60 bags once again, not even in a calendar year. So, yeah.
I'm sure it'll last me through the apocalypse.
Yeah. Did you get to see John Wick yet?
No, I want to go this week. I'm trying to find whether or not I go tomorrow night or Wednesday night. Nice. Either one of those, I'm going to try to do it. But I'm working this entire week. Normally, I have Wednesdays off. Mm-hmm. But I'm working through it because I took Memorial weekend off in order to go to down to Austin. Oh, shit, I forgot to talk about my birthday.
Yeah, your birthday was yesterday.
My birthday was yesterday, and many people may have seen this on my Instagram. Maybe you haven't, but I wanted to talk a little bit about what Ashley did for me, which is really fucking cool.
Yeah, so really thoughtful.
She themed, and I know I talked about it on the diner, so I apologize to any Patreon listeners who are getting a rehash of this, but there's a lot of people who aren't Patreon subscribers, so they don't know this one. But I turned 38, which is amazing. It's definitely different. You know, a different mindset when you start to get to 40. As you know, Kev, because you're 38 already.
Oh, yeah. Been there, done that.
But
I guess.
I don't know. You don't feel any different, of course, but your mind is kind of I can see how people can have a midlife crisis getting around this age, you know, around the 40s, because you're just like, oh, this getting up there in age. So it can play with you. And Kev, I'm going to ask you to listen to what I'm saying and get off the website you're watching. Or the video.
The website I'm watching?
What are you watching? What video?
Oh, I was checking something on Facebook. Sorry.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
What is it? Like blinking off my eyes or something?
Uh-huh. I could see your face. Like,
it's like, is it Silly Putty? It's just like completely.
No, it's that thing where it's that thing of where you're listening, but at the same time, you're not listening because I gave you an opportunity to interject and you're stone faced. And I was like, this motherfucker's on a website. I know it.
On a website, my bad. Because I heard I heard the story.
So, anywho, Ashley got me. Ashley did this whole theme thing around Winnie the Pooh and tied it into, into my family life. And, you know, I don't have a dad. He left when I was three. Everyone knows that story. And then my mom, you know, we stopped talking when I was 17, and we just, you know, never reconnected. She passed away recently. And Winnie the Pooh, you know, feeling alone, all this stuff kind of ties together. So she did something really cool for me, and her gift to me was to do a DNA test from 23andMe, because I never really knew my backstory, my history, you know, has never been revealed to me. I never, you know, I've heard things like I've heard that I'm part Irish, part German, part I've heard that I have, just like every 99% of America, I have Native American in me. You know, and all this stuff, I don't know if it's true or not. So, and also she got the one that does the health things as well. So it shows if my family's ever had Alzheimer's and all the other diseases and like things that it even goes down to like addiction and like all these crazy, crazy things that they can tell just by just looking at your genes and looking at your DNA. So.
All of your loved ones in the 1800s were addicted to cocaine.
That would make sense.
I think everyone in the 1800s is addicted to cocaine because that was in every medicine.
Yeah, that was the way that you got rid of a toothache.
Yeah, toothache, take some cocaine.
So
the tooth will fall right out.
But anyways, that was really sweet of her, and that made me a little misty-eyed. So last night I spat into this little syringe thingy, and it took me, they say it takes about 30 minutes, and I finished it in about 4. Ashley was like, "It says it takes 30 minutes. Where are you getting all this saliva?" And I was like, "Girl, I know how to control my mouth."
Oh.
she had the
so
same
many different ways.
She had the same reaction.
Yeah, and she's married to you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's her everyday reaction. What are you kidding? She wakes up and rolls over next to me. Oh, my belly's hanging out. So that was that. You know, we did some birthday fun with doing some bowling, and we had a good time. We had a really good time. Man, I had this fantastic. What was it? Like a French dip, but it's not called a French dip. It was they called it a. Just a roast beef sandwich that you dip in au jus.
Italian beef.
But it still had the au jus, so I was like, this is a freaking French dip.
The au jus is normally, like, for an Italian beef, usually poured on or dipped.
I like the
dipped
dip.
Is the, that's the deal.
So I had that for my birthday supper at the bowling alley. And you would not think that bowling alleys are known for their food and their delicious food. Because bowling alleys, but Pinstripes, man, they've got like a 5-star menu, and this food was good.
Yeah, Pinstripes is legit.
Whew, I was so impressed. Yeah, it's expensive, but I was impressed. It was a $17 sandwich.
Oof. Yeah, we usually go out there for corporate parties.
Yeah, you don't want to go out there and pay for it. And
nah.
I would never.
I ain't about that life, son.
And somebody picked up the bill, so... was so thankful because I was like, pocketbook, not going to be happy with me. But let's jump into the top box office. John Wick, Chapter 3, Parabellum takes it at $57 million, opening up double of what John Wick 2 made. So they only are getting better, more popular, and making more money.
Good on them.
Yeah. This is rated like the number one rated like movie of the year on Rotten Tomatoes so far.
Wow, probably action movie or like, I mean, because
movie
sure
overall.
Others, wow, legit.
Well, then I'm gonna look it up just to make sure that I'm not lying to you. And things may change by the time that this podcast publishes.
Yeah, but I know Ed's seen it. Ed told me as soon as he saw it, he was like, "Did you see it yet?" And I do want to see it. Like, thanks to you guys. Like, it took you guys to sit me down at Ed's to watch it, and I fell in love with these movies. Like, these movies are great. And then I came home and watched them with Debbie. And now Debbie watched them. So,
okay, let me
it's
see.
Pretty cool.
Let me see certified fresh movies of 2019. All right, I'm lying. It did go down.
Oh, okay.
It's sitting at a 88% Rotten Tomato score from critics and 92% from fans on Rotten Tomato. So, okay. Yeah, not bad.
It's still pretty legit.
That's really legit. I wonder how that stacks up to the John Wick series. John Wick. Yeah. Let's look it up. Okay, so the original John Wick had an 86. John Wick Chapter 2 had an 89. And John Wick Chapter 3 is currently sitting in an 88.
That's, I mean, it's the average is in the high 80s, I would say.
It's a fantastic series. I don't care what. It doesn't have to be, '90s in order for it to be wonderful. So.
No, yeah, I agree. And it's a good action movie, a good popcorn movie, but it also kind of just expands on this world that it's, I mean, it's fictional, but it seems so fucking cool to see what happens in this particular world.
I always said that essentially what they did was it's the Matrix. He wanted to make more Matrix movies, but he was done. And he was like, you know what? Let's come up with a new character who's just like that. And let's make John Wick.
Yeah, basically.
You know?
Baba Kasha or whatever. Baba Daga.
Endgame took over the number two spot in highest grossing film domestically. It still has about $128 million until it passes Avatar for the number one spot globally. Mm-hmm. So Avengers, here we go. It was number two on the list. Make that money. Come on, make that worldwide. All we need.
Yeah, I'll go see it a third time. Well, especially they've got Star Wars: The Force Awakens to finish number one. And I don't think, man, that's gonna be a tough.
No, that's at $900 million. They're never gonna get that for domestic.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's gonna be a real tough one. But at least getting that overall one, man, that'll be really good for them.
It's gonna be interesting to see when the next Star Wars film, the Rise of Skywalker, comes out and how well that closes out. Like how does it do at the box office compared to Endgame? You know, because it's the last one. There's a lot of hype. I wonder if it has any legs.
Oh, I mean, it definitely has legs.
To make it as popular as Endgame was.
Honestly, I think it could, just because, I mean, once again, Star Wars is universally loved. There's many Marvel fans, but I mean, like, as far as like Marvel fans, I think Star Wars fans outnumbers Marvel fans, if that makes any sense.
That's interesting. I would think that Marvel fans are going to outnumber Star Wars, because I think you can get mom and dad to go see a Marvel film more so than a Star Wars film, just because I think it's more accessible for a superhero movie than sword fighting in space. And that could just be me, because there's a lot of people who don't like that whole sci-fi aspect, but I would think that Marvel has at this point a bigger fan base than a Star Wars film. Not by much, but I do think that's the way I kind of think about it. But what was I going to say? The Star Wars, I lost my train of thought, so I'm going to move on.
Okay. I'm still thinking, like, because at least in the cinema portion of it, Marvel's only been in the game for about 10 years, at least with this MCU.
Yeah, they got a lot of history, but also with I don't know. Star Wars has, they also have 3 years before the next movie is on its side, so it makes sense that it would make a ton of money as well. I'm not saying it can't happen. I don't know if it will. So you're on the side where it you're thinking that it could, and I'm on the side saying that maybe not, but we'll see.
At least domestically, I'll say that I think the Rise of Skywalker, I think that will beat Endgame.
You think it'll be the first movie to go over $1 billion domestically?
Ooh, no.
Well, I mean, the Force Awakens.
I don't think it'll be Force Awakens either, though. That's what I'm saying. Okay. I think it'll take second.
Okay.
And it'll push Avengers.
Force Awakens.
That's my prediction.
Nine hundred million. Something like that. I'd have to look it up, but
no, I think they would take second. I think they would be able to get between Avengers and Force Awakens with this. I don't think, because once again, dude, fucking Rian Johnson really kind of fucked that trilogy up, you know, making a kind of a subpar second one. And then it's going to, like, I hope it doesn't deter people from coming to finish the trilogy. You know,
I think the trailers will build it up to a point where people are going to love it again. They already did with the first one. They were just like, ha ha, Rian in your face, slam dunk.
Yeah. God.
But speaking of Disney and all that good stuff, Netflix users have been polled, and 28% of them said that they're going to cancel their Netflix subscription when Disney launches, when Disney, Marvel, and Star Wars leave the service. So when Disney launches Disney Plus, say goodbye to 28% of your user base.
I don't blame them. I mean, that's a big poll.
I did my own little poll with four people in my friend group, and we were walking around the other night, and I asked them. I said, "Hey, are you going to give up Netflix when Disney Plus comes out?" And they were a big yes. Like they were like, "Yeah, fuck yeah. I don't need it." I was like, "Really?" I still think Netflix has. I still think most people will keep Netflix and have Disney Plus. That's what I think. I think people will spend $20 a month on both services and be happy, because I still think Netflix will have so many shows to offer people.
Yeah. So. And they will. The thing about it is, I kind of find it, it's kind of a dick move on Netflix's side, to where not only are they losing these, but they're also raising their prices. And then when you see Disney come out and be like, "Oh, it's, you know, it's going to be $6.99 a month or $69 a year." Nice, by the way. And it's just like, and Netflix is like, "Nah, fuck it. We'll keep it at 15, but also we're going to lose all these people." But hey, at least if you like serial killer documentaries, we've got a plethora, you know. So it's hard for me because I want to stay with them, and I think they're great. I've been with them ever since they've gone streaming. Like, literally, I've been a customer since the very day one, and I may leave for Disney because I'd rather spend only $7 and see pretty much everything I want to see, and then get the rest on someone's Plex or something like that. Because I don't think there's enough for me personally. I don't think there's enough Netflix original programming to keep me there.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Let's see. We got maybe a new Batman. Do you know about this?
Yeah.
Sparkles. I know who it is. Sparkles is going to be Batman. Possibly. We're talking about the one and only Robert Pattinson.
Oh, it's not so bad. You know what? It's he was really awesome in Harry Potter.
Yeah. I don't see this as a bad thing. He's got a, you know, the picture that we have up there. He would make a fine Bruce Wayne, a young Bruce Wayne, and he would make a fine Batman. I'm sure he's got a nice chin line, a jaw line. So whatever. Everybody has complained about every single Batman that's ever been named, and all of them have done just fine.
Yeah, well, except Val Kilmer. Fuck Val Kilmer.
Yeah. I mean, except for, like, I don't... And George Clooney. But did you like George Clooney as Batman?
I thought he made a great Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
He sucked as Batman. You know what? It would have been the perfect combination if you had Val Kilmer playing Batman and George Clooney playing Bruce Wayne. It would have been the perfect combination. Mm-hmm. And that would have been, at that time period, the perfect Batman.
Fair.
So here's a fun little fan theory on this too, that got people kind of hyped once they realized this was kind of finalized, was how cool would it be if this was technically like the Batman Beyond story. So instead you would get, what is it? Terry McGinnis. Is that he's the young Batman, and Bruce Wayne is still in it, but they would have Bruce Wayne played by like Michael Keaton. And then,
yeah, that's somebody who put that out there that gained some traction of like, what a want would be, and that would be really cool if they did that.
And that would be like a Batman Beyond story. Mm-hmm. And I think that would work out perfectly for, you know,
it'd be something new that would be really neat to actually do and to see, because, man, we need a new Batman storyline other than the same old we've been getting every single time.
Mm-hmm.
So we're getting a reboot of Saw, and it's coming from an unlikely source, Chris Rock.
Okay. I mean, I'll check it out. I don't know what, you know, because you got to be weird. I guess these comedians can tell some dark tales, as we're finding out with, Jordan Peele. So
comedians, generally are in the kind of a dark, they live in a kind of dark place,
mm-hmm.
you know? So I'm all for it. I don't know if I'll go see it, because I was never a fan of the Saw series. I don't like that kind of horror film. So,
I liked them at their time. I don't know if I could go revisit them these days, but I saw, I think, the first three in theaters, and then after that I checked out because it just went way off the rails after that. But I enjoyed them. But yeah, I don't think I could watch them these days. It seems just fucking gratuitous.
Yep. Same. We are getting the real Mandarin is going to show up at some point in the MCU. Kevin Feige has confirmed. So, I mean, listen, if they wanted to bring back Ben Kingsley as the real Mandarin, all right, I'm okay for it.
I'm okay for it as well. In the way they would play it off is like he completely like just pulled one over on Tony.
Yeah,
and just
that'd be
tried
dope.
To make him convinced that he was an actor.
Yeah, that'd be really cool. I recently rewatched Iron Man 3. Before I was real butthurt about it because I just like this movie sucks. There's not enough Iron Man and the Mandarin was dumb. After rewatching it, I was like, not a bad movie.
Yeah.
I mean, I accept it for what it is. And I think I didn't like it the first go through, but I enjoyed it on the second watch.
I think my first go through, because it was after the Avengers. It was the first movie after the Avengers. I enjoyed it for the fallout of the Battle of New York, you know, seeing Tony basically suffering PTSD and stuff like that. And I thought the Mandarin was cool. I didn't really care for the swerve because I didn't care for the main bad guy in that one. Mm-hmm. But I did like Ben Kingsley's character as the Mandarin, especially when he's all drunk or whatever. And he's just like hanging out with ladies and stuff.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
And then like, yeah, Tony's trying to talk to him and he falls asleep. You know, it's just like, I love that. It was funny. I enjoyed it for what it's worth. And man, yeah, I love, and it's a spoiler for Endgame, but I love that one person was in the end movie scene, and that kind of gives hope to a future Iron Man.
That's right. But, I should have put this up where we were talking about Netflix, but another reason why you may cancel your Netflix subscription is that the future CW shows are no longer going to automatically go to Netflix.
Ooh.
Yay.
They're probably just going to go straight to what, the DC streaming service?
No, the CBS.
CBS one.
Well, Netflix and CW. So the CW's parent company is CBS and Warner Brothers. CW parent company CBS and Warner Brothers has expired, with the CW declining to renew it. So I'm guessing that maybe we see them go to the DC streaming service. Or maybe they go to Disney. Everything goes to Disney. So we'll see. Hey, so this broke today, which was pretty cool. Sony is has launched a new company or piece of the company, which is going to be called Sony Interactive Entertainment or something like that. I think that's the name of it. I don't have the story in front of me because it's fairly new. But it's actually going to be developing all their video game properties into films.
Oh, cool. Okay, so they're basically making their own studio.
Yeah. So
like gaming, like video movie studio. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Good.
Let me see if I have the story.
So not hire Uwe Boll or somebody to direct their movies.
God, no. Please.
Tommy Wiseau presents Uncharted. Oh, actually.
It's called PlayStation Production Studios, and it's going to adapt video games to film and TV.
Oh, man. I just hope they listen to their fans, or at least they stay true to the roots of the game, and not just do shit like what they did with Sonic, where they just threw out some weird-ass fucking looking like animal, and they claim that was Sonic, you know?
Sony has a library of over 100 original properties.
Oh, yeah.
And they said that they are looking to develop right now Metal Gear Solid, Uncharted, God of War, and The Last of Us for TV and film.
Think of like a medieval like TV show, or Crash Bandicoot, or even like Little Big Planet doing something like that. Like,
you make a kid show. You make a kid show out of little, and you can use the PlayStation engine to make that show. Like you can just use the because they already look CG like.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be a lot of fun. I'd watch that with my kid if my kid was into it. He's too old for that now, but I would have watched it if he was young enough to watch it.
If that works for you, Sony, send me some swag.
Please.
Please.
All right, let's get into some
you're welcome.
You're welcome. Let's get into some gaming news. because since Doug's not here, this is what we're here for.
This is where we stand out. By the way, I just want to check real quick if we have this story, because Mike just sent this to me like right now.
No, we don't have any space for WWE.
It's a gaming story. It's actually GameStop. So we get to rip on GameStop for a second here.
Okay, wait, before you do, I did want to bring up wrestling though.
Okay.
Did you see the big breaking news about TNT?
Yes. Yes. They're back in the fucking business.
Yeah. They've and with the company that you are very much into, right?
Yeah, AEW. Their first event, Double or Nothing, is actually going to be streaming this Saturday. It's going to be in Vegas, but that is it's from the group of people who did All In that mm-hmm. Mike and I and Divas, Dropkicks, and Dives got to attend that one weekend, thanks to the fans. And so this is the second one. Like, so this weekend there's going to be StarCast 2 happening in Vegas, and also
how come you guys didn't go to that?
The wrestling event, because it's too soon. Like, it's within the same year. We can't do that.
Man, go get there.
StarCast was in September, and this is in May. Like, there was not enough time to like make enough money to do it again, especially since we'd both have to fly out to Vegas. So but either way,
really cool.
Yeah, it's amazing. And TNT is, yeah, they're back in the pro wrestling business.
They used to host what? The WCW? Yeah.
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 And it's cool because it hits the heart a little bit, because Dusty Rhodes did a lot of work with WCW and he was going up against WWE. And now Cody Rhodes is the executive vice president of this company.
I guarantee you he's going to poach WWE superstars left and right.
Well, he came from there, so he knows the talent.
I know, exactly.
And the thing is, so WWE is actually holding on to people's contracts. People have been asking to get out of their contracts, and WWE would rather have them sit at home than actually like have an open contract and be able to go to like AEW or go back to the indies. It's ridiculous. Yeah. Like, the WWE is just being fucking petty right now. But that's another – go listen to 3D if you want to hear that stuff.
All right, our next story is about Dusty Rhodes and
no, okay, so this GameStop story, Mike sent me this link. This is reported by it was reported on Twitter by a Wario64, but GameStop will be discontinuing the 10% off of pre-owned games and accessories benefit, and will be replacing it with a $5 reward certificate given every month for Pro. So, and the $5 certificate apparently expires at like the end of the month or something like that. So oof. Yeah, they're replacing the 10% off for one, you know, like you get to use that all month long with one $5 gift certificate. They're on their way out. So it says, and they included a photo from GameStop. I mean, it talks about it's in beta mode right now. Currently in beta, pro members now receive a $5 reward certificate every month that can be used to purchase just games, accessories, collectibles, and more at GameStop. GameStop. That's like having an extra $5 in your pocket at the beginning of the month. A total of $60 in annual reward certificates.
How much do you pay for the pro?
Oh, and the pro went up to $20. Oh, it was only used to be $15.
Let me get this straight. So they're going to give you $5 a month, right? But you can essentially say goodbye to 4 months worth of $5 off coupons because of the fact that that's paying for your membership. You have to pay $20.
Correct. And you still get 10% extra trade credit on games, accessories, and tech, but that's about it. And you still get 12 issues of Game Informer. Oh boy. Sinking fucking ship.
Where were you when GameStop died?
I was still working for them.
Let's see.
And now they're just, this is their post-mortem corpse just being pissed on.
You ain't kidding, man. Here's a headline I thought I'd never read. Sony and Microsoft are teaming up on cloud-based gaming and entertainment. This is nuts. So Sony is going to use Microsoft's Azure cloud solutions for all of their data. Like, they're going to use Microsoft's data centers now for their store and for their gaming. Like, they're going to be doing a lot of stuff, gaming and content streaming. It's going to help Sony because Sony's always really had a terrible time with their server services, because it's like, mm-hmm. all right, let's download a game and it's taking 3 days.
They've gotten better, but yeah, no, Xbox is definitely superior in that one. Also, remember, Xbox never had a time where they were down for a whole month, mm-hmm. Sony.
So I think it's good for them because it can open the possibility for crossplay as well if they're both using the same kind of cloud systems for their games. So listen, gaming right now is it's in its golden age, right? Because mm-hmm. we're getting all these companies that are deciding to work together to better the gamer instead of going against each other. Mm-hmm. And yeah, sure, everyone's going to have their exclusives because they still want to sell that console. But at the same time, if you can work to together for your services and you can look past the pettiness and go, all right, well, this guy has Rocket League on Xbox and this guy has Rocket League on PS4. Well, let's all play together, you know? Mm-hmm. Why not come together and do that? So keep it up, Sony and Microsoft. Keep working together.
Agreed.
Keep it up. Do it.
That's all. That's what everyone wants. Well, oh, sorry. That is what the consumers want. No one wants to buy a game twice for systems. They would love to just have to buy it once and be able to play it on all mm-hmm. of their preferred platforms.
Amen.
Please, just preach. Make that happen.
Preach. Preach. Epic Games is having a big store sale. And I should say Epic Game Store. They're having a mega sale, and they have a really, really a lot of great deals out there, up to 75% titles, off titles. And so if you're looking for something, go check it out. But I will tell you this, it is causing some developers to raise their prices and temporarily delist their games.
Can't blame them for that. I mean, they're losing money, I guess.
Yeah,
I've never seen this. Oh, this started on the 16th. I'm going to have to go through this.
So also, it's really cool. You get $10 off any game over $15.
What? Oh, the ones that aren't on sale? Or
no, including? The ones that are on sale.
So you're
so everything's on sale, and you get $10 off any game over $15 until June 13th.
Holy fuck. So say in theory, if you buy a game that's $15, you're only technically paying $5 for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. That's why they're probably like, we're losing so much money. And they're like, Epic's like, we don't give a fuck. We got that Fortnite money.
Yeah. Well, I think that's where it comes from. I think it's not coming from the developer. I think the developer is still making the pay. Like they're still making the sale at $15. I think Epic's doing the kickback on the $10 for every sale.
Hmm.
Which is crazy.
Good on you, Epic. I mean, that's good. That's one way of steering people toward your.
There was a couple platform. Issues though. There was a company called Supergiant Games, and
oh yeah, I know. Supergiant Games did. Was it? Fuck. Hold on, let me look that.
They
up.
Raised their price. They raised the price of their game, which people kind of got upset about. Now they said that they were planning on doing that anyways, but. You know.
Oh, Transistor and Bastion probably. Because mm-hmm. I know Bastion's on sale on the Switch right now. You were saying to pick it up. I've played it. I've got it on Steam and it's great.
So but yeah, there's some pretty cool stuff you can go pick up. They still don't have a search function. They still don't have categories. You know, the store needs updates, but you can start buying some games for it when it does improve. So
oh, your Shakedown Hawaii's here.
For how much?
$19.99. So I guess $9.99.
Is it on sale or no?
No, it doesn't say sale.
Oh, then you don't get a sale.
Oh, that's only on the Epic.
Oh, wait. No, it should be all games. It should be all games.
Okay, then there you go.
Yeah, it says any game over $15. So yeah. You'll get it refunded back to you, I believe. That's how they're doing it.
Word. Well, there you go. So it'd be $9.99 if you want to get that on PC.
Mm-hmm. Minecraft has sold. Hold on, let me see if you can take a guess. How many copies?
Minecraft.
Do you think that Minecraft has sold? And take a wild guess. I want you to be as exact as possible, and I don't think that you'll ever know.
I'm gonna go with. Ooh, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with 176 million.
Oh my god, dude! Are you kidding me?
I don't know. Was that too much?
No,
what's high score mean?
No, what's this high score mean? Is this good? Is this good? Did I do a good thing?
What is it? Oh, it's.
you were spot on. 176 million copies sold since launch.
Nice.
There was 150 million.
10 years.
I can't believe this. 150 million copies sold on console and 30 million on PC.
Mm-hmm. And PC didn't even have Steam to back it. You had to go to like whatever their website was to download it. Yeah. So I remember during Christmas before it came out on console, we used to have all these moms coming in confused as fuck looking for Minecraft. And we're like, here's a gift card for their website, you know, because they actually sold just like the PO of the point of sale cards. Mm-hmm. And that's how like we were selling Minecraft, because there was no physical copies of it, and Steam didn't have it. None of the online stores had it. And once Microsoft, I think, bought that company, then they started making it like basically available everywhere.
Hey, you can even play the game in the browser now. The original.
Yeah. The original. That's crazy, isn't it?
It's nutso. But what's also crazy is that Nintendo is coming out with game vouchers. I guess they should already be in the store. So essentially, yeah, you could buy these game vouchers. It's $100 for a pair of vouchers that can be exchanged for two digital games. So you could pick up two $60 games and save $20.
Mm-hmm. And it's kind of weird because they do have games that are listed at $60, but then there's also games listed at $50. So it's like, yeah, buy two vouchers, get two games for $100 that were going to be $100 anyway. So it's kind of weird. I wonder if there's anything like that where if you buy a game that's like $39.99 and $49 where you had like $10 left over, they're like, nope, that's ours.
Yeah, they're like, thanks for using the game voucher.
Basically. I mean, if I were to do it, I would get like Legend of Zelda and Mario Odyssey again just to have digital copies of those.
But I would get
a good deal for the $60 games.
I'm thinking about doing it just so that way because I want to get Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3.
Oh, yeah. Eligible in the future. You're right.
Uh-huh. And I want to pick up that Yoshi Crafted World. Or okay. Kirby All-Stars. Or Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze. Still haven't played any of those.
All great games. All great games. Great platformers. I had Star Allies. That was a good one. Tropical Freeze. I played that on the Wii U and it was really fun.
Yeah. I want it.
Do it.
Is it just as hard as back in the day on the Super Nintendo?
Yeah. It feels just like the Super Nintendo.
No, I don't want it then.
Well, if you pick Funky Kong, he's basically OPAF, so you don't have to worry about that. He could jump on spikes, like a surfboard shows up underneath him, so you can just step on spikes all you want.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, it's just, so if you just want to go through the game, just pick Funky Kong.
Let's see. Skull and Bones is going to see another delay. Guess what? You remember this game, and everyone kind of got excited, but at the same time, we're like, no, we don't really need it because we already have a game like this. Well, yeah. It's got pushed to 2020.
Oof.
It got pushed to next year, man.
Oh,
it was supposed to come out in 2018.
Yeah, because I think it was right after Sea of Thieves came out. They were like, yeah, we're going to push ours back a little longer.
Yeah.
Now its release
is the 2020-2021 fiscal year.
Oh, fuck me. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's crazy. Well, hopefully they polish it up and they release a good game. Whoever's doing the stuff at... on the Assassin's Creed games, at least for like the ship combat is fantastic. Work with them. Skull
and
Bones.
I think that's what they did. I think they took that tech and were like, let's make a game out of this.
Good. Cause I mean, it's fun.
A lot like it, but I could be wrong. Could be wrong.
I mean, it was fun in Assassin's Creed 4. It's well optimized in Odyssey. So yeah, I'm all for that.
Mm-hmm. I'm all for that too. Sorry. I'm yawning. You're not boring. I'm boring. And we're on to the last story of the night.
Steep. Already? Wow, this night went by quick.
I know, it went by really quick. I think it's because we don't have the canter of that third person. You know when you're missing an ingredient in a meal and it doesn't taste the same? I'm sure that this is a great substitute, but at the same time, usually like we're just powering through these stories. And normally we'd be sitting here fucking just shooting the shit and like having
talking to my dad
going into these weird directions and down these rabbit holes. So, but
so often.
Steep is on free right now.
Steep is on free right now.
Steep is on free, baby. On PC you can get it for free. May 21st is the last day, so Tuesday. So if you're listening to this on a Wednesday, you are out of luck.
I'm going to get it right now.
So you can go over, follow the link on the website. If you look it up on social media, Ubisoft, you can get that for free.
Got it. And installing.
Have you ever played it?
No, I haven't, but it looks really cool. So it's a first person like skiing, like doing like some extreme shit game. Mm-hmm. So, and it's supposed to be like online too. So you like do that with other people. And I think that'd be really fun. Especially, yeah, you should claim it. Doug should claim it. We should all get on a mountain
and go down the hill.
Yeah.
Race.
Yeah. Go downhill.
Downhill. We're going downhill in a bit of
arrow. I knew it. I knew it was coming.
And maybe we'll have some skis.
It's like I hear that song every time I walk into Walmart. I don't know what it is. Yeah, you just hear the... Yeah, as soon as you hear the drum beat, you're like, oh, fuck, here we go.
I know what this is.
Yeah. Oh, man. Fallout Boy, you sons of bitches.
I wish that they would come out with a game, an expansion pack for Fallout, and call it Fallout Boys. You know what? Never mind. That wouldn't work. That's
B-O-I-S.
Too...
Yeah, well, Fallout Boy, did I ever tell you about, like, they pretty much, I mean, because they grew up in the suburbs of Chicago. They would show up. They would play, like, every fucking show I ever went to, except I would always try to show up late to miss them because I was, like, fucking Fallout Boys on the bill. And... they would be like, I would get there just as they were like starting their set. And I'm like, motherfucker. I feel like they were just waiting and they're just looking by the door and you're like, he's coming. Finally, you got here. Let's go.
And start it.
Yeah. I'm like, fuck. Yeah. And those kids fucking blew up. It was hilarious. Cause they, like I said, they used to open for everybody in Chicago. And then all of a sudden, that album came out with the fucking, Sugar You're Going Down Easy or whatever.
And were you a big fan?
No, I mean, I appreciated that song. Like, there's a few songs I like from them. Mm-hmm. I still go see them live. I've seen them live way too much. They used to be way more hardcore, too, which is funny.
Hmm. Well, commercial success generally will turn you a little commercial.
Yeah.
Right, right, right.
Especially when you see that money. They got that Fallout Boy money. That Pete Wentz budget.
All right, well, that's the show.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all we got for you today. All right.
I'll miss you guys next week. Next week.
Yeah, you're going to be gone next week.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was wanting to make sure we recorded something tonight. So next week I will be at Monday Night Raw for free because I don't want to give WWE any of my money, but it's free.
But you're going to give them your butt.
It'd be a free butt for a free show.
So you're a seat filler, right?
Yeah, I've applied to be a seat filler for this show. So we'll see how it goes.
Okay. Is that something that you don't know until you get there or?
I'll find out tomorrow. I'll get an email back and then basically they'll let me know. So if I don't do it, then hey, I'll see you guys next week.
All right.
Cool. But yeah, I'll know by tomorrow.
All right.
But yeah, it's pretty cool. And I want to get to meet the person. That way I can do that more often.
Yeah, for sure.
Just to do like shows for free.
And can you go get yourself some popcorn or do you have to be in a seat at all times?
Oh, that's a good question. You go through like some kind of weird orientation, I think, too. So I don't think you do. I think you get up whenever the producer or if they need you to get up at times, probably during commercials, if you're going to do anything. It's televised. So
yeah. And it's probably all about seat placement, right? Like, the camera is going to be at this location, so we need you to be sitting over here when The Rock comes down the walkway.
That would be amazing if The Rock would be there, but no. I highly doubt that. The Rock ain't going to go, welcome to Kansas City. I left Hollywood to show up to Kansas City.
Well, I could be shooting a movie there. You never know.
Oh, we would know. It's a pretty...
it's a pretty close-knit community of only, 4 million people. It's just a small town. No big deal.
Small town, yeah.
Everyone knows your name.
Unless that's why the rain's here, because everyone in Kansas City is wet because The Rock's here.
Uh-huh. Or unless someone blessed the rains.
Oh, no, that's in Africa. I still can't believe I've seen that song live. I mean, it was Weezer doing it, but it wasn't. So, but Toto's coming back to town. Oh, man. Toto's still touring.
Go see them.
Let's wrap this up, by the way. We're just...
All right, everybody. I hope that you enjoyed it. I know I did.
I did.
Yeah. I like hearing you. I like hearing you talk more.
Well,
you should try doing that more often.
I don't have to worry about cutting off Doug now.
Do it anyways. He doesn't deserve you.
You're right. And he won't listen to this anyway.
We both don't deserve you, but we still get you.
Bullshit.
All right. Bullshit. Until next week, I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Lots of love, hugs, and all that bullshit. This is where the outro is supposed to play.